they continued to get bacterial infections that caused the plague and death for over 100 years. But the people who survived it learned that if they ate with pure silver silverware, silver plates, silver cups, carried their milk in silver containers, that for some reason their food didn't give them this bacterial infection and they didn't die from it.
This episode of the Early Risers podcast is sponsored by the 5-Day Peak Performance Challenge. Guys and girls, if you are an entrepreneur or high performer struggling with poor focus, low energy, or no time, or maybe you're just looking to push yourself and level up your mental clarity and your daily performance without caffeine or other types of drugs, make sure to check out this challenge. In just 5 days, you're going to learn how to explode your daily energy, focus, and time, propel yourself into a deeper and more restful sleep, and build massive productivity and momentum in your life. People have been loving this challenge so far, and if you're ready to commit to taking things to that next level, make sure you check out the show notes for the link to join. 5 days, 5 different ways to explode your performance. Make sure you check it out. And with that being said, let's get into the show. What's going on, everybody? You are listening to the Early Risers podcast. I'm your host, Skylar Deem, and I am an early riser. Listen, whether you are a first-time listener or you're a long-time listener, I'm just super, super excited to have you here. This show is all about helping you live a more effective life, and it's called the Early Risers podcast because I truly believe that an early riser is someone who's focused on making their life as best as it can possibly be. Right? Because they could sleep in another 30 minutes or hour or 2 hours, but they've decided to wake up early because they know that that time in the morning is some extra time for uninterrupted personal development on a consistent basis, right? And so to be an early riser, you don't have to wake up at 4 a.m. or 5 a.m. or 6 a.m. You just have to wake up a little bit earlier than normal and use that time for uninterrupted personal development. Use that time to get better, whether that is exercise or journaling or movement, which is exercise, but gratitude, like anything that pushes you to get better, that is the key to becoming a better person, just doing that on a consistent basis. And so that makes you an early riser. So the show is all about helping you live a more effective life. I have an awesome, awesome guest today that is going to talk a lot about silver. It's a very, very interesting compound that can help with a lot of different diseases and can help improve your health, and it has a really, really cool history. So before we get into the show, as a reminder, this is a free show, and my one ask, if you do stick around and you get some value out of it, is that you head over to iTunes and leave us a rating and a review. That's the way our show gets ranked. That's the way we bring on more awesome guests to provide even more value for you. So I'm super excited to have you here. Of course, hit me up at any time if you have any feedback, if you want to connect. You can find me on Instagram at Early Risers Movement. But with that being said, let's get into the show. So today's special guest is Dr. Gordon Pedersen. Dr. Gordon Pedersen is highly acclaimed for multiple scientific and medical discoveries and his contribution to Chicken Soup for the Enriching Soul as one of the original co-authors. Dr. Gordon Pedersen holds 5 doctor's degrees, including a doctorate of neuropathic medicine. He has a PhD from the toxicology program at Utah State University, where he also has PhD degrees in immunology and biology. He is board certified in anti-aging and regenerative medicine and also holds a master's degree in cardiac rehabilitation and wellness. Gordon was the only intern of Jonas Salk, the American medical researcher noted for the discovery and development of the polio vaccine. Gordon has also formulated over 150 products. After breaking his back, which left him immobile, Gordon was able to recover through a system that he created, which led him to win a bronze medal in the 2003 Utah Winter Games at the age of 43, become the oldest medalist. Gordon is a best-selling author many times over in the fields of health and wellness, and in his time as chief research scientist at Wider Nutrition, Gordon and his team conducted the first formulations and studies of protein powders as they worked with Arnold Schwarzenegger and many other premier athletes. Now, I'd like to welcome Gordon. He's got a huge list of accomplishments, and yeah, I want to just first welcome you to the show.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Super, super excited. I'd just love if you could start off by just sharing with our audience a little bit about yourself. Like I said, it's a very long list of accomplishments. So maybe just touching on why you went down this path and kind of what took you along that entire route.
Well, it wasn't originally what I had planned, but then my brother got sick with Crohn's disease. Then my mom got cancer of the thyroid. Then my sister had thyroid cancer. Then my aunt had thyroid cancer. And the doctors would say something similar about, we've done all we can do, and they're going to die early unless you can find an alternative. So I was propelled into this complementary marketing of medicine, if you will, by the fact that my family needed help. And so I started in pursuing all these areas of medicine, and I found that these disciplines of medicine, none of them had all the answers. So I kept searching for more in traditional medicine, in naturopathic medicine, in immunology. I just continued to keep looking because my family needed it. And now I've learned that anyone who is listening today is adopted into my family. We're just trying to get the answers. And there is no one discipline of medicine that seems to have all the answers. That's what I discovered. I also learned that the body will heal itself if you give it the proper tools. So that's my philosophy. That's why I did what I did. That's why my education has just continued to grow and grow and grow over the decades.
And it is a very impressive list. And I think that's just, it speaks volumes about what you know. So we're going to be diving into a bunch of awesome content today. I'm a huge, huge fan of the Essence of Wellness, which we can definitely just dive straight into. I guess, first of all, do you mind just touching on what the Essence of Wellness is?
Well, the Essence of Wellness is my personal philosophy of the overall responsibility each person has to be well, to be their own doctor. ESSENCE is a word that means the most important part of something. So, in the most important part of something, I wanted to understand the principles, and uniquely each letter in the word essence is one of the principles. So E stands for eat correctly. S, you've got to sleep correctly. S, supplement. E, exercise daily. N, neutralize poisons in our environment. C, clean water. And E, eliminate stress. So we have eat, sleep, supplement, exercise, neutralize poisons, clean water, and eliminate stress. When you put all those together, they're the person's own responsibility for wellness, and it is the essence of wellness.
And I love that, because so many different, you know, plans out there for health are kind of very focused. Like, you have to sleep more, or you have to eat better, or exercise more. But like, I've thought about each individual letter, and I really think this covers everything. Like, this is kind of like the one-stop shop for wellness.
Well, I appreciate your endorsement there. I understand also that people don't understand themselves enough, because they've been taught that they should just go to the physician, and the physician is going to have the responsibility and the accountability. All they have to do is take a pill, and all the work is done for them. It stops right here, right now, when you realize there's so many problems you can have, like my brother had with Crohn's disease, like certain inabilities of the immune system to help heal yourself, that you need to realize, no matter what else your doctor is doing, this is your essence of wellness. This is your responsibility.
So when you were doing this research, and when you were trying to find these answers, what made you stumble upon silver in specific? So that's the big thing that I want to touch on today. So first, I'd love to get like a background of silver, and I'd like to share first just a story with you. So I grew up in the family that, you know, that we really didn't go to the doctor. We were a very natural based family, always organic foods. And my dad had silver solution, and that was like his magic thing in the medicine cabinet. And, you know, my mom was kind of like skeptical, and I was very skeptical, but like anything that happened, like a burn, a scrape, a cut, like if you had like a stuffy nose, you would just bring out the silver solution, either rub it on, like squirt it in your nose or something. So originally, like if I had first heard that and I didn't have that childhood, I would be a skeptic, right? I would be a skeptic because there's so many new miracle pills and ailments coming out. But this is something that in my history, like it played a big part and it worked. So I know that's kind of overloading you with a lot of stuff, but I guess my main question is just like, what's helped you stumble upon silver? And if you could give a little background of what it is for people listening.
Well, I was doing research in the laboratory on viruses at the time. And at the university I was doing this research on, I had an opportunity. I got hurt. I ended up in the emergency room with a broken finger. Just playing basketball, messing around, you break your finger. I'm in the emergency room. And while I was in there, one of these little children was screaming and bawling and had diaper rash. So the parents had taken off the diaper. The child was screaming and bawling, bright red. It looked like a chemical burn. And I realized it is a chemical burn. And while the child was waiting, here comes somebody in the nursing corps with a burn solution, and it included silver, and it was, I think, silvadine. And they took this basic gel that had silver in it, and they put it on the baby's bottom. And within 5 minutes, the baby stopped crying because the pain had gone away or down, and the redness had stopped, the bleeding had stopped, everything had healed in the hour it took to get that baby in to see the doctor. And I said, something's up here. So I went back to the laboratory and I started testing. How simple. I took some bacteria, strep and staph. I put in a little bit of silver. My gosh, it destroyed that. I started making my own silver, discovering better silvers, understanding that silver was an acid, and that can't be good to take all the time. So I actually came to a point where I said, I know it destroys bacteria. I know it destroys yeast. I know it destroys viruses. I've seen it. I've done it. The support for that is everywhere. But I don't want to put an acid in the body all the time. Acids make the immune system reject and trigger swelling and inflammation. So I spent a lot of time developing from the hydrosol and the silver sol era up to the new era where we're at now, which is called structured silver that is pH balanced. So alkaline silver is what I refer to it as. And it's new and it's unique and it's better than the most of the rest. It's better than all the rest because here, I know I've been associated with most of the rest of the products that are out there and I've tested all of them. And I now see that when you take silver in a structured alkaline form, you can take it every day if needed. Now we have something that you don't just take when you have a cough or when you have a sneeze or when you think you have the flu. You can actually take it every day, 2 teaspoons of the liquid, twice a day. And all of a sudden, all of your family doesn't have to all get sick because you've got something to take before you have the problem in your body. That's kind of how I saw this happening, was again, working with my own family, working with some of the people I knew. And then I actually went to Africa because I just felt like children were dying unnecessarily. And I got that moment, you know, the one you get, I think everybody gets it every once in a while. I have to do everything I can possibly do to help. What knowledge I have, I've got to help. So I went to Africa and I tested this in children. And more than half of the children in Africa die because of malaria before the age of 5. I said, that's unacceptable in my brain. How can we let that continue? So I went over there and I took silver and we got to a point where we could give the silver to the children that needed it, plus give it to their family because of its alkalinity now. The family can take it continuously and prevent the problem from coming or from coming back. And that I published a cure for malaria in that process using that kind of a system. And silver was my focus. In the process, I published about pneumonia, urinary tract infections, and all these other options that also were beneficial. So in short, silver destroys bacteria, viruses, and yeast, And there's no drug that can do all of that. In fact, when you study drugs and the antibiotics that are called broad spectrum antibiotics, you find that they destroy maybe 23 bacteria. So we call them broad spectrum because it killed 23 bacteria. Well, there's over 3,300 different bacteria. Silver is the one thing that destroys all but the good bacteria.
So it actually can differentiate between the good and the bad bacteria?
Well, no, it can't. But here's what happens. In the body, the intestines are subjected to stomach acid. And stomach acid comes from the gut, from the stomach, and it's highly acidic. And so these bacteria, the good bacteria, I'll call them probiotic bacteria are exposed to the stomach acid and their membrane would be totally destroyed and they would die if they didn't have some way of defending themselves. So probiotic bacteria, different than all other bacteria in your body, secrete a little milk fat coating around themselves. Think of an M&M, and you know they talk about that sugar coating around the M&M so the chocolate won't melt. Think of the probiotic as the good, healthy bacteria being the chocolate, and they self-secrete a little milk fat coating around themselves so the stomach acid won't eat through and destroy the probiotic bacteria. Well, silver comes into the body as 99.9% water. Structured water doesn't penetrate through this milk fat coating just because water and fats won't mix. And so by discovery, and it took years to discover this, we found that the probiotic bacteria has a different genus and species name. That means it's different genetically than all other bacteria, and that the water won't penetrate through it, so it can't kill it. It's that simple. And then we discovered that even when you take 4 times the normal dose of liquid silver, it doesn't give you diarrhea. Now think about common sense here for a minute. When you take antibiotics and they start the second day to create diarrhea because they killed all the bacteria, the good, the bad, everything, and they cause diarrhea. Doctors know this. When you swallow silver and it doesn't cause diarrhea, it's not killing your good probiotic bacteria. So that's the experiment I like to tell people about. They can test it on themselves.
That's awesome. And silver has like a history too, right? It's not a recent discovery.
Oh yeah, it's got a great history. Have you heard about people that used silver during the plague, for instance? During the plague, lasted 100 years. Can you imagine? They continued to get bacterial infections that caused the plague and death for over 100 years. But the people who survived it learned that if they ate with pure silver silverware, silver plates, silver cups, carried their milk in silver containers, that for some reason their food didn't give them this bacterial infection and they didn't die from it. So people who ate with silver, we developed the cliche, she was born with a silver spoon in her mouth because they had enough money to survive the plague by eating off of silverware. So silver's got a great history. I could tell many of these. The pioneers that came across the plains just used silver coins, and they would throw a silver dollar in their big water tank, and the water didn't go bad as quickly. They would put it in their milk. It didn't go bad as quickly. Australians found the same thing. Greeks used the silver containers to milk their cows into so that the milk wouldn't go bad. And today we still use silver milk containers when we milk the cows, and it goes right into a silver container because silver destroys the bacteria, the viruses, and the yeast. Anything, even if we can't see it, it helps keep that water, that milk, more pure. Now, here's one for you. If you're going to the moon, if you're going into outer space, if you're going up to the laboratory in outer space, NASA knew they couldn't send doctors. So instead they sent silver for any and all of the problems that were going on. More so, they used silver in their air purifiers. They use silver in the water purifiers. The Olympic swimming pools use silver in their water purifiers as well. The patents that are coming out for silver needles so that you don't get an infection when you're at the hospital from the needle. There are many, many, many things in the future of silver. It is very fascinating because of this one principle. Silver destroys bacteria, viruses, and yeast.
That's insane. I'm kind of at a loss for words right now.
It's a pretty neat thing, isn't it?
Yeah. And every single time I hear something like this, it always brings me back to just blowing my mind about how, in retrospect, like how I'm not even sure of the right word, like how low class our medical system is. Like there's so much money into it. Like there's so much research being done, but we're still getting all these drugs and pills that are giving us terrible side effects when, like, from what I've heard, mostly everything has some natural solution out there.
Wow. That's a great philosophy. I learned some really interesting things. One was from a shaman. Now, a shaman is a medicine man, never had any medical school experience, never went to school beyond maybe third or fourth grade, but has natural experience with the land. And this shaman took me for a walk through his gardens. And in his gardens, he would stop at the peppers and say, "Do you see the peppers?" "Yeah." He says, "What would that be good for?" And I'd say, "I don't know, antioxidants." He said, "No. The shape of the fruit determines what body part it's good for." Mm. So the pepper looked just like a heart. He said, "This is what I give for heart disease." Then we walked a little farther and he had grapes. And he said, "See all the grapes in clumps? Those are like the alveoli in the lungs. This is what I give for lung disease." And he went down and he pointed, and everything had a shape and everything had a body shape. I was fascinated. And while that might not be common sense, or that might not be traditional medicine, it's kind of common sense medicine for him. And oh, did I learn a lot from that issue. I learned a lot from a Chinese hospital that only will give you water for the first week of your illness because 95% of their patients who come in are totally healed from drinking water, getting water IVs, getting water colonics. And then if you're still sick a week later, then they'll treat you. But most of their patients get well just using water. I just love learning these kind of experiences. So I kind of chased off the topic there a little bit, but silver came into play for me when I realized that our bodies are pre-programmed by our creator to utilize this all natural substance. And I looked through nature and I got a PhD degree in toxicology, in other words, drug research. And I found that toxicology means the study of toxins, and we call it drug research. Well, in the process, I saw that all soils, clay, sand, whatever soil, and whatever type of soil contains silver of some kind. And that the mines that bring silver to us are usually a gold mine or a copper mine that, oh, by the way, while we're here, we'll just take silver. Well, silver was in every soil type, and when it rains, the rain has to go through this ground soil, and then it gets purified by silver. When I learned environmentally that silver is what purifies our water, so that when it goes into those mountain streams and then bounces down and gets oxygenated, we call that the most pure water in the world. And it dawned on me, silver is very valuable at detoxifying rainwaters because we have acid rain. We have pollution in the air and all on the ground. So it dawned on me, this can be more valuable than I ever expected. And truly, it is. Viruses, pathogens like bacteria, pathogens like yeast and mold, and even some parasites are purified out of our water by the soil that contains silver. So I thought, it's got to be good for the body as well.
Yeah, that's really, really awesome. So to kind of just touch on a little bit more about essence. So I'm curious. So we have eat correctly, sleep enough, which are pretty standard. So supplement, do you have any supplements that you recommend besides silver?
Well, the CDC, the FDA I've done a lot of studies with the National Institutes of Health, and they have put out a support document that says the average person in America does not get sufficient nutrition from the foods they eat. In fact, they go on to say 96% of all people don't get enough nutrition from the foods they eat. So when you look in history, people that ate only corn got diseases that were associated with some kind of immune deficiency, and they were sick and they could die from that. People who didn't eat any fruits or vegetables might get scurvy and die. So all these different deficiency diseases are popping up. The easy answer for that is let's supplement with a daily multivitamin. But minerals are the most important part of that, because vitamins are like carrier molecules that carry the minerals into the cells. And when that happens, energy can be transferred, because let's face it, energy is transferred by copper and by silver, by minerals that come into the body. So you want energy. A lot of times we say you need more red blood cells. Well, what we're really saying is you need more minerals in the form of copper, or in the form of, in this case, iron, because that's what makes up your red blood cells, is iron. So minerals transfer energy. Vitamins carry it to the areas of the body and deliver it into those membranes. And that's why vitamins and minerals are so valuable to the body. But most people, when they're starting to be their own doctor, start to diagnose not by how good they feel, but by what they're feeling that's wrong with them. Uh-oh, I'm starting to get a cold. Oh, my ear aches. Oh, I'm starting to get a bladder infection. It burns down there. I've got a lot of gas. People recognize what's wrong with them first. Now, in that process, you're going to find that most of all the causes come from a bacteria like staph or strep, a virus that you may have inhaled or gotten from a mosquito, or a yeast infection that you may be carrying in your intestines or vaginal wall. It could be from anywhere. And that's why silver is so valuable. It takes the workload off the immune system. And the immune system then, instead of fighting a medical emergency all the time, the immune system can do what it's supposed to do, and that is regenerate cells, rejuvenate tissues, and rebuild at the individual cellular level. My gosh, that's the greatest anti-aging tool we have, is our immune system. But it's under so much pressure, so much of the time, it doesn't always get to it. So when we have a bacterial infection, our immune system is fighting the war, not rebuilding the skin or the cells of the body. That's why silver is so valuable. Takes the workload off an overworked immune system, lets the immune system go back to rejuvenating our body. It's a great combination.
Yeah, that's awesome. And then exercise more, neutralize toxins, cleanse and eliminate stress, all great things. Do you have a recommendation for clean water, like how you would gain access to that, where to find it? Because I know like most tap water and most filters don't really make the cut.
Hey, let's go down that line of thinking. That's a really good question. When someone said you need to drink good, clean water, what does that really mean? Well, you can go get the filter at Costco or Walmart or the pharmacy or wherever they have it out there for sale. And it costs like $24.99, and you pour water in it, it drains through. Is that purified water? I don't know. Do you think it is?
I don't think it is. I think it filters out like the smell and then some other things, but like the major things that make water a little more unhealthy aren't filtered out through that.
Okay, hold that thought for a second. Now, if I were to take water, put it on the stove and boil it, is that purified water?
I believe, but then at the same time, there are good things that have been boiled out, right?
Oh, you know all the answers to the questions. It's like we talked before. I'm trying to just walk the listeners through this serious situation, which is how do we get good, clean, pure, healthy, living water? Well, I call it structured water, and that's what I start with to manufacture silver, structured water. Now, if I buy the filter, here's what you might know about filters. Number one, a carbon filter doesn't kill any germs. All it does is neutralize odors and kind of it helps the water not smell bad or carry too many large molecules in it that might cause that. Number two, most filters that have a ceramic filter, it's like having a piece of pottery, ceramic pottery. And ceramics have little teeny pores in them, and they're all irregular shaped. And when the water flows down through this ceramic nature, it's a filter. It's a filtration. It's like a piece of coral, has little tubes in it, and the water flows through, but the heavy metals get captured. And the heavy particles that you don't want to drink get captured and strained out, depending on the size of the pores in the ceramic filter. So you've got regularly a ceramic filter that takes out the heavy metals and big molecules of chlorines and fluorines. Then you've got a charcoal filter that takes out the smell. That usually is where most of them end. But some of the newer ones will have a filter with little teeny beads in it, like the size of a BB. Now imagine a BB that's made of rock salt. Yeah, I said it, rock salt. Sodium, potassium, magnesium, every different type of mineral, they put in a little rock salt form. So when you've got all these little minerals in rock salt form, the water comes through, goes through the different minerals and the resonant frequency of the minerals, binds to certain types of heavy metals, of certain types of chemicals, that specifically bromine and chlorine, and it filters out the bad things in the water. The problem with it is it can't kill bacteria. None of those filters can kill bacteria. So many of them are starting to utilize silver in little rock salt form. And the silver then gives that water not only mineralization, not only purifies it through a ceramic filter and makes it smell good from a carbon filter, but the silver little beads of silver rock salt are now working to help disinfect the water. That's a terrific product. I'm not going to give you the name of it, but that's a terrific filter. Some people like these machines that actually send the water through what's more or less a boiling process. In other words, it boils the water and you end up with distilled water at the end. And you can pay like $4,000 or $5,000 for these machines. And they basically use light energy, like a laser beam, to zap the water. All the germs are killed, all the minerals explode, and everything is, the only thing that's left is basically distilled water. You could get similar by boiling water on your stove. And then there's something that we call reverse osmosis. And it's a membrane with another membrane, and the water will only pass through if it's a certain molecular size, but it takes all day long to let that water trickle through. Reverse osmosis is excellent. Another thing that's excellent is when you've got these systems that attach to your household water. But just a pitcher and just water flowing into it is maybe good at best. I hope that gives you an idea of what I think about different water systems. Now, structured water is different, and we use this. I actually boil water. When the steam rises, we collect it in a coil. Kind of like, it sounds like you're making your own still or your own distillery, and it's kind of like what we're doing. So we boil the water so all the heavy particles stay at the bottom and get strained off. All the steam rises, and now we start with nothing but steam. We condense it. It then forms a perfect water that we can structure using vortexes and minerals to make it a structured water. And the reason structured water is so important is because it carries a magnetic charge. It's not just stagnant water that doesn't do anything. Think about this. If you were to take distilled water and put an electrode in one side, an electrical cord in the other side, it won't even send a charge through the water. But it's the minerals in the water that will transfer that energy. So structured water is going to transfer that energy. It's going to do it in a healthy way, a purified way. Silver is going to be used in the process because we want silver and water to come together to transfer the right energy. And we measure that, 910 terahertz. That terahertz is just a way of measuring the electromagnetic charge of the water. And that structured water has the ability then to attach to the proper cells of the body because it has energy. It won't just lay there stagnant. It will actually move through, and here's a big word, biofilms. Biofilms are like mucus, and bacteria and viruses can live inside of it. Immune system can't get through that mucus layer called a biofilm, and nor can drugs. But silver, carried in a structured water form, can get through the biofilm. The silver then can actually inactivate many of the bacteria, even the kind that have become resistant to drugs like antibiotics. So I went on a dissertation there, but I'm that passionate about this. It's so valuable.
Yeah, and I'm grateful for all that. That was great information. My question is, so for the average listener, right, because that was like a lot, like, is there a certain step you'd recommend to take to get that type of water? I know you said you didn't want to mention the name, but is there like a certain direction that they can go in or something they can look up online or, you know, anything that you'd recommend?
Anything that you're going to do is going to be a benefit over tap water, number one. Number two, look for a carbon filter to get rid of the bad smell of water. Number three, you want to go ahead and get something that has a ceramic filter in it. And number four, if you can get a fourth stage, you get something with these silver beads in it or mineral beads in it. Those are my four, and those will all work excellently well. If you can get all four into a four stager, that's a really terrific unit. And then I do see people using this machine out there that's about a $4,000 machine. And those who know how to use it get excellent benefits as well.
Awesome. All right. Thank you so much. And then you also have some free books out there, right? With like more information on this stuff.
I do. If you go to my website, and that's mydoctorsuggests.com, and you spell the word doctor all the way out, my, D-O-C-T-O-R, and then you spell the word suggests with an S on the end, S-U-G-G-E-S-T-S.com, My Doctor Suggests, you can have books like these. Now, this one is specifically for her. So this is a female-specific health book. If you click on it on my website, digitally, it's going to come to you immediately, just like that. There's three or four books on there. Pick the one you want. I think one's called Silver Miracles. Another one is for her. Another one is for your pets. Just click on it. It's going to come to you digitally immediately. If you want to buy one, there's a separate section to buy hard copy. But we really want you to have the information right now, and we want you to have it free. If I'm not paying for that book to be published, and I'm just sending it to you because we're talking to you today, we want you to have a free book. Just go ahead and click on it because we're on today. We'd like you to have that.
Great. And then I will put the link to that in the show notes, and I encourage everyone listening, definitely check that out. And then for the people who are maybe interested in connecting directly with you, would the website be the perfect place to do that?
Yes. And we have a call center at My Doctor Suggests. Tell them that you want to get a hold of me. You're not going to get a direct line to me. I'm sorry about that. But you are going to get one to my producer, and he's going to get you right to me. Another thing is, if you have questions and you'd like to send them through that same link, mydoctorsuggests.com, once a month, I come on live and just answer all the questions. And sometimes it takes me a couple of hours, but we want to answer your questions live. And so feel free to ask as hard a question as you want.
Awesome. 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 And then I have a little segment on the show called My Current Obsession. I'm very intrigued and just interested. Is there something right now that you are currently obsessed with? And it doesn't have to do with your field of work. It could be something completely random, but just something that you're weirdly obsessed with or you're overly obsessed with at this point.
Well, right now we have a lot of people that are suffering from floods and floodwaters and emergencies in America specifically. And my obsession is that I take this liquid silver and we're taking it and trying to get the yeast, bacteria, mold, fungus under control in these people's lives, in their body first, in their houses second. For that reason, we put together three spray bottles. I don't know if you can see that spraying, but this is a spray bottle for doorknobs and door handles and refrigerators. This one sprays a spray. Look at that. You put it in your nostril, spray three mists. Inhale. Now you've got sinuses and back of your throat with liquid silver on it. Eyedropper bottle. We've got the silver gel. This goes on your hands, nostrils, and vaginal infections because we've got so many people that are getting that problem. This is what I'm putting together as kits for people who have had an emergency from a flood, and the flood leaves behind it bacteria, viruses, and I hate to say it, but black mold. And silver destroys all of them. So we're trying to keep that in their hands, help them understand how to use it. It's as simple as putting gel on anywhere you have a suspicious part of your body, any kind of rash. You can put the liquid in eyes, ears, nose, throat. We've got all these different support ways of using it, including silver lotion, and I've even put out silver soap. But the one that people seem to carry around with the most when they go in as a first responder, they love these, and it's just a silver lozenge. Now, I hope you can see that pretty well, but the silver lozenge is exactly what it sounds like. It's a silver lozenge. We even have sugar-free. And the lozenge, I've discovered a way to take silver and put it into the lozenge so you get a full dose of silver every time you put one in your mouth. Now you're holding it in your mouth for 25 minutes. It's destroying the bacteria in your mouth, in your gums. You're swallowing it, and it's helping your body at the same time. So almost all of my first responders are sucking on these, and they love it for their children, for the elderly. Anyone can take one. Don't chew it. You just suck on it. Let the silver release in your mouth. So that's kind of my obsession, and thanks for bringing that up. I didn't know you were going to do that.
Of course, yeah, and that's awesome. So we covered a lot today, Gordon, and I'm a big, big advocate for not overwhelming people. So if there is one action step that you could give people that are listening to this episode right now and they're ready to go out, they're ready to take action in some way, what would that be?
Go to mydoctorsuggest.com. I have 250 videos there. Only pick one of the topic you like and just watch one. They're only short, 2 minutes. So a 2-minute video, but knowing where they are and knowing that we've talked about over 200 different topics helps people understand, hey, I can use this for myself. And the word believe is a good word to have. Believe this is real. Believe this exists. Believe these are in scientific studies. You be your own doctor. That's why the word My Doctor Suggests is my company's name, because we want to educate you enough that you'll be the one giving suggestions at the doctor's level. Nobody can know more about your body than you do. So that's my suggestion. Hey, and thanks for having me.
Yeah, this has been awesome. Thank you so much for taking the time. And yeah, I really appreciate it.